Hey everyone, you're thinking about getting the Acer Nitro 17, for your next gaming laptop. Well, you're in the right place. We're going to deep dive into it today, based on a really detailed review from NextGadget Insights. We'll break down all the tech stuff, see how it stacks up against its competitors, and by the end, you'll know if this laptop is actually worth it.
So right off the bat, this thing is being advertised as like a performance powerhouse, but without like the huge price tag, which is a pretty bold claim for gaming
Yeah,
laptops.
right. But it's easy to just say powerful, but you got to back it up, right? So the review we're looking at goes right into the specs. AMD Ryzen 7 7800 840HS, CPU NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4060 GPU.
Oh, those are some good names.
I know, right? Any gamer would be like, whoa.
And for those who don't speak tech, that basically means you can play the latest games super smoothly, even on high settings. We're talking
Nice.
AAA titles, demanding graphics, the whole shebang.
Okay, so for gaming, it seems like it's a beast. But how does it do for like everyday stuff? You know, like outside of gaming, can it be your workhorse?
So the review actually mentioned that it even scored well in AI tasks,
Oh, wow.
which is not something you typically see in gaming laptops. So it sounds like it can handle multitasking content creation, even some light video editing, they said.
Wow, I had no idea like gaming laptops could do that these days.
Yeah, they've come a long way.
That's super impressive. But okay, I gotta know. I'm all about those visuals on a game. So tell me about the screen. What's it like?
Oh, get ready for a visual feast, my friend.
Okay.
It's a massive 17.3-inch full HD display, 165 hertz refresh rate, and NVIDIA G-Sync support.
Whoa.
We're talking buttery smooth visuals, no screen tearing, even in the most action-packed games.
That sounds amazing. But okay, I gotta ask, with a screen that big, isn't it kind of like clunky to carry around?
That's the trade-off, right? It's definitely not the most portable machine.
Makes sense.
The review said it weighs like 6.6 pounds,
Oh, wow. Okay.
which is pretty hefty. But hey, if you're mostly gaming at home, maybe that's not a big deal.
Yeah, true, true. And okay, let's be real here with all those specs and that huge screen. Battery life's got to be rough for
We
it.
blessed it, sadly. Battery life is like its Achilles heel.
Oh, no.
They only got around 3 hours and 20 minutes in a YouTube rundown test.
Ouch.
And even turning off the dedicated GPU didn't really help much.
So this is a laptop that wants to be plugged in pretty much all the time.
Pretty much. Yeah.
But for the price, maybe it's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
They're listing it at $1,199.99,
Yeah, that's pretty reasonable.
which seems pretty good for all the power you get.
Yeah, it's definitely competitive, especially when you compare it to other laptops with similar specs. We still got to dive into the details, right? Board cooling
Oh
system,
yeah, for sure.
audio, all that.
Especially the keyboard. You're a gamer. Like, is it clicky responsive?
Of course, of
And
course.
RGB.
All the RGBness.
Nice.
Nice. You got it, four zone RGB backlighting for that personalized flair.
Okay.
And they say the typing experience is actually surprisingly comfortable. You got
Really?
92 words per minute with like 96% accuracy in typing tests.
Wow, that's actually impressive. I always thought those gaming laptop keyboards were more for show than like actual use.
Not this one.
That's awesome. So it can handle those like intense button mashing moments, but also typing up a storm.
Absolutely.
Nice. Okay, so what about keeping all those powerful components cool?
So they've gone all out with the cooling system on this one. Liquid metal thermal interface, dual exhaust fans, the whole nine yards.
Nice.
It's designed to prevent overheating even during those like really intense gaming sessions.
That's good news. But okay, let me guess, those powerful fans probably sound like a jet engine taking off.
The review did say they could get a little bit loud under heavy load.
Yeah, I figured.
It's a common trade-off with powerful machines.
Yeah, I guess you can't have it
You
all.
can't win them all.
Okay, so next up, audio. What about the speakers? Are they any good? Can they deliver like that immersive soundscape?
They actually surprised the reviewers. They said the twin bottom-mounted speakers
Oh.
provide really clear and loud audio, and they even create like a pseudo surround sound effect.
Huh. So maybe you don't need to reach for your headphones right away.
For casual gaming or watching videos, they seem to do a good job.
Okay.
But let's move on to connectivity.
Okay.
This is where the Nitro 17 really shines.
You. Okay. Lay it on me. What kind of ports are we talking here?
Oh, it's loaded. You got two USB 4 Type-C ports with 40 Gbps data transfer and DisplayPort output,
Wow.
plus all the usual suspects, HDMI, USB-A, even an Ethernet port
Nice.
for that stable connection,
I do. I do. And I like that they put the power and HDMI ports on the back.
Yeah, good eye for detail.
Keeps things nice and tidy and easy to manage.
Exactly. And of course, it has Wi-Fi 6 and Bluetooth 5.1 for all your wireless needs.
Nice, nice. Okay, but before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, we got to talk about the elephant in the room. The software.
Right.
We've talked a lot about the hardware.
Yes.
But what about the software that powers it all?
It's important.
Yeah. Is it user-friendly, bloatware-free?
Right.
Or are we going to be hit with a ton of annoying pop-ups?
Well, the review didn't go into a ton of detail about the overall software experience.
Okay.
But they did mention the NitroSense software.
Okay.
Which gives you really fine-grained control over things like fan speeds, overclocking.
Nice.
And even the RGB lighting.
So it's like a command center for like tweaking and optimizing performance.
That's exactly.
That's pretty cool. But what about that dedicated Microsoft Copilot key?
Ah, yes.
Is that actually AI powered or is it just like a marketing thing?
That's a great question and something we definitely need to look into more. You know,
yeah.
It's one thing to have AI features on paper, but it's another thing for them to be like seamlessly integrated.
Right.
And actually make the gaming experience better.
For sure. For sure. It sounds like there's a lot more to uncover on the software side of things.
Definitely.
But for now, let's take a break and come back in part two.
Sounds good.
To really dig into those software features, explore some user reviews.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss all the pros and cons in more detail.
Absolutely.
Awesome. See you in part two.
See you then. Welcome back to our deep dive into the Acer Nitro 17.
Part two.
As promised, we're going to shift gears a little bit and explore the software side of things.
Oh, yeah, the science.
Which can really make or break the experience.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know, we can get caught up in all the hardware specs and all that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's the software that you're actually interacting with.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be smooth, you know, intuitive.
Right.
And hopefully free of all that bloatware.
Exactly. Especially with a gaming laptop, you know.
Yeah.
The software can play a huge role in optimizing the performance, customizing the settings,
yeah.
And even enhancing the gameplay itself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's start with what the review highlighted. NitroSense.
Right, NitroSense. What is that all about?
So NitroSense is kind of like mission control for your Nitro 17.
Ooh, okay.
It gives you real-time monitoring of all the important stuff, CPU and GPU temperatures, fan speeds, even power consumption.
Nice. So you can actually see how hard your system's working.
Exactly.
Even when you're in the middle of like a crazy game.
Exactly. You know, when things are getting heated.
Literally. Okay.
Yeah.
But can you actually do anything with that information? Like, can you tweak stuff?
Oh, absolutely. You can adjust the fan curves, tweak overclocking settings.
Wow.
And even customize the RGB lighting on the keyboard.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So it's all about like giving you control.
Yeah. Complete control over how your laptop performs.
That's awesome. That sounds like it could be really useful.
Oh, yeah. Especially for those gamers who really want to like squeeze every bit of power out of their system.
Never get that extra edge.
Exactly. And it can also help you find a good balance between performance and noise levels. Oh, right. Because we know those fans can get a little loud.
Exactly.
Okay. Speaking of potentially game-changing features.
Yeah.
What about that dedicated Microsoft Copilot key?
Yes.
I'm really curious about this.
The review didn't go into too much detail, unfortunately.
Okay.
But it seems like Acer is really embracing the whole AI integration thing.
AI features in a gaming laptop. That sounds like kind of futuristic to me, honestly.
Yeah, it is. It is. The future is now.
I know, right? So what does that actually mean for the user? Like, what can AI actually do?
Well, one area where AI is already making a big difference is noise cancellation.
Oh, that's cool.
So imagine you're playing an online game, right?
Yeah.
And your teammates can hear you crystal clear, even if you're in a noisy environment.
Yep, yeah.
That's super helpful.
No more distracting background sounds.
I need that feature.
Especially if you're like me and tend to get a little loud when the game's on the line.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get very into it.
But that's not all AI can do.
Oh, there's more. Oh, yeah. We're starting to see voice control being implemented in gaming laptops as well.
Whoa.
So potentially you could launch games, adjust settings, even control in-game actions just using your voice.
Wow. That's insane. It's like straight out of a movie.
I know, right? It's pretty mind-blowing.
But it all comes down to implementation, right?
Yeah. It's one thing to have these fancy features on paper.
Yeah.
But it's another thing entirely to have them work seamlessly and actually improve the gaming experience.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, well, it sounds like there's a lot to be excited about with the Nitro 17 software.
Definitely.
But we need to see how it all works in the real world.
Real world testing, that's the key.
Right. Speaking of real world, I think it's time to hear from actual users.
Yes.
You know, we've been relying a lot on this one in-depth review.
Right.
But what are other gamers saying about the Nitro 17?
Yeah, so to get a broader perspective, I actually went through a bunch of user reviews.
Oh, nice.
And online forums just to see what the general consensus is.
Okay, cool. What are people loving? What are they complaining about?
Well, unsurprisingly, one of the most common praises is the price-to-performance ratio.
Makes sense.
People are genuinely impressed with the power you get for the price.
Yeah.
It's constantly being called a budget beast.
I love that.
Yeah, and that definitely aligns with what we saw in the Next Gadget Insights review.
Yeah, they were very enthusiastic about the value.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool. So what else?
Another thing that comes up a lot is the display.
Okay.
People love the smooth visuals and the vibrant colors, just like the review highlighted.
Yeah, that 17.3-inch screen
mm-hmm.
with a 165 hertz refresh rate.
It's a real winner.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. Okay, but it can't all be good, right?
Right.
What are some of the negative things that are popping up?
Well, as we kind of expected, the battery life is a major issue for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Many users are saying they're only getting around that 3-hour mark.
Yeah.
Which, for a laptop that's supposed to be portable,
right,
it's not great.
Not ideal. Okay, are there any other, like, recurring complaints that stood out?
Yeah, another issue that comes up sometimes is the fan noise.
Okay.
Apparently, under heavy load, those fans can get pretty loud.
Yeah.
Which can be a deal breaker for some people.
Yeah, I get that, especially if you're gaming in a shared space or something.
Right, you don't want to be bothering everyone.
Exactly. So it seems like the Nitro 17 is really living up to that performance machine reputation.
It is.
But it does come with those trade-offs we talked about.
Right.
Limited battery life.
Yeah.
Potentially noisy fans.
It's all about priorities.
Yeah, exactly. If those trade-offs are acceptable to you,
right,
then it might be a great option, especially for the price.
Exactly.
But for others, it could be a deal breaker.
Yeah, if you need something that's super portable and has all-day battery life, this is probably not the laptop for you.
True, true. Okay, so before we wrap up this part, I think we should touch on build quality.
Oh, yes, good point.
You know, we talked a lot about specs and features.
Right.
But how well a laptop is built is super important.
Absolutely, especially if you're planning to use it for a long time.
Yeah, you want it to last.
Exactly.
So what's the verdict on the Nitro 17's durability?
Well, the initial review mentioned a plastic body with a metal lid.
Okay.
Which is pretty common for this price range.
Yeah.
But to get a better idea of how it holds up over time, I dug into those long-term user reviews.
Oh, smart. Okay. And what did you find? Like, are people reporting any issues?
The good news is most users say that the build quality is decent for the price.
Okay.
It's not going to feel like a super high-end laptop.
Right.
But it's not cheap and flimsy either.
So it's not going to fall apart on you.
Exactly.
But were there any, like, recurring problems that you saw?
A few users mentioned some minor flex in the keyboard deck.
Okay.
Especially when typing really hard.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of comments about some creaking in the chassis, but nothing that seems like super widespread or alarming.
Okay, so it sounds like if you take care of it, it should be fine.
Yeah, if you treat it with respect, it should last you a while.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But let's be real. This is a big laptop.
It is.
It's not exactly something you're going to be carrying around all day.
It's a desktop replacement for sure.
Exactly. And that brings us to a really important question.
Yeah.
What are your priorities?
Exactly.
You know, because as great as the Nitro 17 is for performance and value,
right,
it might not be the perfect fit for everyone.
For sure.
So let's talk about some other options.
Okay, let's broaden our horizons.
Yes. So if portability is really important to you,
yeah,
but you still want a powerful machine.
Right.
The ASUS ROG Zephyrus G14 is a great option.
Oh, the G14. Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a little powerhouse.
It is.
But doesn't that usually come with a higher price tag?
It does. There's always a trade-off, right?
Yeah.
The G14 is definitely more expensive.
Okay.
But it's way more portable and has much better battery life.
All right. So that's one to consider. What about something a bit more stylish?
Stylish.
Yeah. Like for someone who wants a gaming laptop that doesn't look like a gaming laptop.
Ah, okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Then we have to talk about the Razer Blade 15.
Oh, the Razer Blade.
It's known for its sleek design.
Yeah.
Excellent build quality.
It's like the classic.
And powerful performance.
But it's pricey, right?
It's definitely a premium choice.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, so we've got the portable powerhouse.
Yeah.
The stylish option.
Right.
What about something more budget-friendly?
Ah, for the budget-conscious gamer.
Yeah.
Well, if you need something bigger than the G14 but don't want to spend a fortune,
yeah,
the Lenovo Legion 5 Pro is a solid choice.
The Legion 5 Pro.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about that one.
It's a workhorse.
Nice. So we've got a good range of options here.
We do. We do.
But after all this discussion, what's the main takeaway for our listener?
I think it comes down to this. The Acer Nitro 17 is a great choice for gamers who prioritize power and features
Okay.
over portability and battery life.
Makes sense.
It's a machine that can handle pretty much anything you throw at it, and
Yeah.
it's very affordable.
Yeah. But it's not perfect for everyone.
No, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Right. It's about knowing your needs
Right.
and what's important to you.
Do you need something super portable? Do you want something that looks really sleek? Or are you all about raw power and value?
Exactly. It's all about finding the right fit for your gaming style and your lifestyle.
Exactly. Don't just go by the flashy marketing or the specs.
Right.
Think about how you're actually going to use it.
Do your research, read the reviews,
Yes.
and most importantly, trust your gut.
Trust your instincts.
The best gaming laptop is the one that makes you excited to game.
Exactly.
All right, so before we wrap up this deep dive,
Yeah.
we got to talk about one last thing that's often overlooked.
Ooh, what's that?
Long-term user experiences.
Ah, yes, getting those real-world insights.
Exactly, because sometimes those early reviews,
Right.
they don't tell the whole story.
Exactly. They don't catch those issues that might pop up after a few months of use.
Exactly. So what have you found?
Well, I've been digging deep into online forums, user reviews,
Yeah.
places where people share their long-term experiences with the Nitro 17.
Awesome.
And overall, the feedback is pretty positive.
Okay.
People seem to be really happy with its performance
Yeah.
and its reliability over time.
That's reassuring.
There are a few isolated reports of issues here and there, as
Yeah.
with any tech product,
Of course.
but nothing that seems like a widespread problem.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about getting the Nitro 17,
Yeah.
you can be confident that it's a solid machine
Nice.
that should serve you well for years to come.
Awesome. And with that, I think we've covered everything.
I think so.
We've explored the specs, the features, the pros, the
The
cons.
good, the bad, and the ugly.
Exactly. We've heard from experts and real users.
It's been a thorough deep dive.
It has. And hopefully, this has given you all the information you need
Right.
to make an informed decision.
Exactly. At the end of the day, the best gaming laptop is the one that meets your needs and fits your budget.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do your research, trust your gut.
Yeah.
And happy gaming, everyone.
See you in the next deep dive.
Okay, welcome back to the final part of our deep dive on the Acer Nitro 17.
We're in the home stretch now.
We are. And we talk about the specs, the price, all that good
I guess
stuff.
the juicy details.
But now we got to talk about something super important,
Yeah.
especially for a gaming laptop. Build quality.
You want this thing to last, right?
Exactly. No one wants a laptop that feels flimsy or starts falling apart after a few months.
Oh, way.
So tell me, what's the verdict on the Nitro 17's build? Is it tough?
Well, the review mentioned a plastic body with a metal lid, which is pretty standard for this price range.
Okay.
But to really get a sense of how it holds up over time, I looked at what people are saying online, you know, those long-term user reviews.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
And thankfully, most people are saying the build quality is actually pretty good,
Oh, that's nice.
especially for the price. It's
Okay.
not going to feel super premium like a
Ah.
high-end laptop. Yeah.
But it's not going to break on you either.
So it's a good balance.
Exactly.
Are there any like common problems people are reporting though?
A few people mentioned some flex in the keyboard.
Oh,
They're
yeah.
typing really hard.
Okay.
And a couple of comments about some creaking sounds, but nothing major.
So it sounds like it's pretty solid.
If you treat it right, it'll treat you right.
Awesome. Okay. But this laptop is pretty big.
It is. It's a
It's
beast.
not exactly something you're going to be carrying around all day.
Yeah, portability is not its strong suit.
So it all comes down to this.
Well,
What are your priorities?
exactly.
Because the Nitro 17 is great for power and value,
Absolutely.
but might not be the right fit for everyone.
Right. If you need something super portable, this isn't it.
Right.
And if you need all-day battery life,
Forget about it.
yeah, this is not the laptop for you.
So let's talk about some other options.
Okay, let's explore.
You know, if you need a powerful laptop, but also need it to be portable.
The ASUS ROG Zephyrus G14 is a really popular choice.
The G14, yeah, that's a good one.
It's a little beast.
Powerful little machine.
It is, but it's more expensive, right?
It is, you pay for that portability.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, what about something more stylish?
Stylish,
Like
okay.
a gaming laptop that doesn't scream gamer.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
The Razer Blade 15.
Oh, the Razer Blade.
Yeah, it's known for its sleek design,
Yeah.
great build quality, and it's powerful too.
It's a classic, but it's also expensive, right?
Yeah. It's definitely a premium option.
Okay, so we've got the portable powerhouse.
Yeah.
The stylish option.
Mm-hmm.
What about something more affordable?
Budget friendly.
Yeah.
Hey, the Lenovo Legion 5 Pro is a solid choice.
The Legion 5 Pro, okay.
It's a great value for the money.
Nice. So after all this, what's the main takeaway for our listener?
I think it's this: the Acer Nitro 17 is a fantastic option for gamers who want power and features.
Okay.
And don't mind sacrificing some portability.
And battery life.
Right. It's not going to be the best for traveling or working on the go.
Yeah. But if you're mostly gaming at home.
It's a beast.
Yeah. It's a great choice.
Especially for the price.
But it's not the only choice.
Right. There are other options out there.
It's all about finding the right laptop for you.
Exactly. Do your research.
Read those reviews.
Yeah.
And trust your gut.
You got it.
The perfect gaming laptop is the one that makes you excited to game.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Awesome. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the Acer Nitro 17.
It's been a journey.
It has. We've covered a lot.
We have.
Hopefully this has helped you decide if this laptop is right for you.
Yeah. And if it's not.
There are other options out there.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
Exactly.
The important thing is to find the one that meets your needs and your budget.
Absolutely. So do your research.
Yes.
Trust your gut. And most importantly.
Yeah.
Happy gaming, everyone.
See you in the next deep dive.